This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Dozens of Chicagoans testified about CPD traffic stops before a federal judge yesterday. The testimony was heard by Judge Rebecca Pallmeyer, who is overseeing Chicago's policing consent decree. Some are pushing for traffic stops to be included as part of the consent decree as a way to hold the police department accountable for problematic stops. It comes after the police killing of Dexter Reed. The 26-year-old was stopped in March by police on the West Side for allegedly not wearing a seatbelt. Police say Reed shot at officers, prompting police to shoot at him 96 times. But some who spoke yesterday argued against expanding the decree, saying there are more effective ways to hold police accountable. You can read more of WBEZ's reporting on traffic stops at wbez.org/traffic-stops. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade almost 2 years ago, and Planned Parenthood of Illinois has since seen a nearly 50% uptick in abortions at their clinics. CEO Jennifer Welch says they have patients coming from 41 different states, with most traveling from neighboring Wisconsin and Indiana. And Welch says the financial aid they're providing per patient has doubled.
I have to admit, it's a struggle to continue to raise that much money, right? $3.6 million in just 2 years. That is a really big financial commitment.
Welch says they don't have plans to build more brick and mortar clinics at this time. Today, the Chicago City Council is expected to consider a $50 million settlement payment and penalties for lobbyists. The Marquette Park Four spent decades in prison for a double murder and robbery they did not commit when they were teenagers. The City Council is also expected to vote on imposing fines and temporary suspensions for lobbyists who donate to a mayor's campaign. The penalties aim to give the Board of Ethics the teeth to enforce a decades-old ethics rule former Mayor Rahm Emanuel put in place. Lobbyists could face fines triple the amount of the improper contribution, and even 90-day suspensions. Even with Mayor Brandon Johnson recently casting doubt on a permanent Bally's casino in Chicago, the company is moving full steam ahead with future vendors. Bally's held a diversity vendor fair yesterday. It gave minority, women, and veteran-owned businesses a chance to pitch their goods and services. Alderman Walter Burnett was there. His ward includes River West, where a $1.7 billion permanent casino is to be built. Burnett said despite Mayor Johnson's comments published in a Sun-Times report, the project is still moving forward.
This casino is going to be built, and there's going to be money to be made for everyone. So I would say this, I'm betting on Bally's, y'all.
Bally's says more than 500 vendors registered for the fair. Some other things you should know today. The Riot Fest Rock Festival is moving out of Chicago's Douglas Park. Organizer Mike Petrushin blamed the Chicago Park District for the move in a social media post. He says the fest will announce the new location later this morning. The Sun-Times notes neighbors and community organizers have campaigned for Riot Fest and other summer festivals to leave the West Side Park because the noise bothers patients at Mount Sinai Hospital. It also prevents residents from using the park. Chicago Bears president Kevin Warren is reaffirming his commitment to building a new stadium. Warren spoke at the Union League Club of Chicago yesterday, where he said he's confident a solution will be found, quote, at the appropriate time. His plan hit a barrier when the Illinois General Assembly finished their spring session without any public funding allocated for a new stadium. Warren says he speaks with lawmakers daily, but did not specify how he plans to get the stadium done. Today's weather, sunny skies with a high of 87 degrees. And tomorrow we're expecting similar temperatures, but scattered thunderstorms starting in the afternoon. That's it for now. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.